recording.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby and the
Push it right to the edge.
Frisky, are we?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown.
Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
Freak sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Harmonious layers, built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web, WMFO.org. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m., we mix you up a two-hour-long sound collage in one of two particular formulas. In the plastic sushi version, we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we genre jump our way through as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. And in the Tears of the Gods version, we go deep, always having some sort of a feature for you. And we may just do one or two genres of music. But in this Plastic Sushi, yeah, we started off with some Japanese music, Shokichi Kina, with a song called Hana no Kajimaya, the flower windmill. And tonight, for the second week in a row, we are celebrating the real arrival of the spring season. Last week, our theme was called Spring Flowers, and tonight, it's named Spring Has Sprung. And we're going to be going heavy on the jazz and the ambient this evening. Also, some bluegrass and rhythm and blues and techno and electronica. And no punk, funk, or disco music this evening, though. I couldn't find anything that quite got me going for this Spring Has Sprung theme in it this way. As a long-time listeners might know, ever since we began doing Plastic Sushis here in September of 2004, with each changing season, we've played the corresponding track from Wendy Carlos's brilliant 1972 album, double album, Sonic Seasonings. And as the seed crystal for tonight's show, we're going to be having a version of her epic ambient masterpiece, Spring, coming up. But for the first time ever, we are going to be hearing it sonically reversed. Yeah, basically played backwards. And also a similarly rendered version of Vangelis' Soil Festivities. And for a while now, for a couple of years, I've been experimenting with manipulating music that way, backwards and pitch shifting. And some pieces work out really well. And my experience has been Wendy Carlos. And yes. But before going any further, though, I wanted to communicate the very sad news of the passing of Tufts professor Dan Dennett, a philosopher, author, and teacher, among other things, and one of the world's leading intellectuals. He passed away on last week, April 19th. And, you know, he came to be my biggest intellectual idol. He had his intellectual heroes, but me, I've got more idols, I think. I first read some of his essays in college when I was studying for my philosophy degree. I got a philosophy degree and a bachelor's in computer science as well. And I first read some of his essays in college. And then a couple of years after I moved here to Somerville, less than a block away from the Tufts campus, I eventually realized I could take classes with him. And auditing a class here at Tufts, auditing, in other words, not for credit, it's actually relatively inexpensive, a couple hundred dollars, a fraction of what you would pay if you were trying to earn a degree here. And eventually I ended up participating in 8 semester-long courses and seminars with Professor Dennett. I developed, I think, an excellent rapport with him. it was certainly a very happy milestone several years into our relationship when he told me I could call him Dan instead of Professor Dennett. And if you Google Dan Dennett and Edward Buchert, you'll quickly come to the preface of his book, From Bacteria to Bakenbach, and Back, The Evolution of Minds, where he personally thanks me by name, along with the other students in that 2015 spring semester seminar. That was an absolutely incredible thing, because he was writing this book, and the course involved him giving us drafts of chapters of the book, along with other material by other authors, but of his book, the drafts, and going through and reading and commenting on them in the online bulletin board system that we had for the class and back. And it was just an absolutely incredible thing. And the other classes I took with him included language and mind, cognitive science, cultural evolution. We had two semester-long seminars on consciousness, and two on free will, a decade apart. And I just can't overstate the impact that he had on me. So as far as audio clips go this evening, we're going to be hearing excerpts from a lecture that he gave at Harvard in 2009 on religion. It was actually a presentation on his book, Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomena. And then some thoughts on the nature of science and reflection about working on the atomic bomb project by another one of my intellectual idols, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman. And we've got all sorts of great music for you this evening. Jill Scott and Jivan Gasparian, the Armenian Duduk player. Got some jazz with Ultra Lounge, and of course, Wendy Carlos and the Vangelis Spring Epics, sonically reversed. But let's start off the next set before getting into the speech excerpts from Dan Dennett there. Laid on top of Jack Fascinato's Spring Sprang Sprunk and Donald Fagen's Springtime is, here's the Japanese band Gantity and a track called Undecorated Spring with Richard Feynman on Nature here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Remembering Dan.
Nature is there, and she's gonna come out the way she is. Nature is there, and she's gonna come out the way she is. Thank you. nature is there, and she's going to come out the way she is. And therefore, when we go to investigate it, we shouldn't pre-decide what it is we're trying to do, except to find out more about it.
Kind of feel like walking into a lion's den right now. Kind of feel like Daniel.
Here at Laughing Pines, where the party never ends, there's a spicy new attraction. The details of desire.
I guess I will make his dream come true today.
I'm from Czech Republic, from Prague. I won't dance for you now.
Come, little Annie, is God in show business too. Is God in show business too?
Without a second thought, he'd suck you in.
I wish you'd tell me what we're talking about.
Mr. Big, you're not so big.
We've created for ourselves has given pests the opportunity to create serious public health issues. Mosquitoes may transmit West Nile virus.
Cockroaches can trigger asthma.
Insect stings force 500,000 people to the emergency room
every year.
And rodents could spread hantavirus.
But we can make it harder for these pests to survive.
To learn how, visit pestworld.org.
It's up to all of us, you know.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, our theme is called Spring Has Sprung. As we sadly commemorate the passing of Tufts philosophy professor Daniel Dennett, one of the world's leading intellectuals, a philosopher, an author, and a teacher, among other things. He passed away last week, April 19th. So we began the set with a Japanese band, Gantity, Undecorated Spring, from their Spirit of Gantity album. And then we heard Donald Fagen and his song Springtime from Kamakiriad. And then Jack Fascinato with Spring, Spring, Sprung from Ultra Lounge Volume 4, Bachelor Pad Royale. And then it was Vern Williams with some bluegrass when Springtime comes again. And we genre jumped over to some techno with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult and Lucifer's Flowers. And mixed on top of that, we heard from Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman talking about the nature of science. And more particularly, we heard from Professor Dennett, a lecture that he gave in 2009 at Harvard on religion and his book, Breaking the Spell. And in there, he was talking about a parasite, a type of fluke, actually, that needs to get into a cow's digestive system in order to reproduce. So, it very cleverly, let me have that cleverly in scarecrow quotes, so it very cleverly infects the brain of an ant, compelling it to climb to the top of a blade of grass where its chances of getting eaten by a cow are greatly multiplied. And then later on, Professor Dennett talked about another parasite that infects mice and needs to get into the stomach of a cat to complete its reproductive cycle. So similarly, it gets into the brain of a rodent host, like a rat or a mouse, and it does something to it mentally. It lowers its cautions. It makes the mouse think that it's become a mighty mouse, showing no fear. And in the end, that's not very good for the mouse. But it sure works well to get that parasite into the stomach of a cat, because that cat will more easily kill that deluded mouse, that deluded rodent that thinks it's a mighty mouse. And Professor Dennett also thought through the perspective of what a Martian would think about human beings. And by a Martian, I think what we really mean is a sufficiently detached investigator of our species, like a zoologist. And viewed from that perspective, I think there are a number of activities that a Martian would find fascinating that human beings engage in. And namely, religion, music, and sex. I think the human ability to communicate through language is critically important. But I don't think a Martian would find that really strange, because it's a prerequisite, I think, for intelligence. Like the way scientists currently think that water is more or less necessary for life. You just need to have some kind of ability to communicate in order to for intelligence to evolve. But religion doesn't seem a priori necessary in that same way. But, yeah, let's see. Okay, I think it's time right now to get going into our main feature here. One of our main features. So, as I mentioned, I've been experimenting over the years with, let's see, are we having, it's, okay, I'm wondering if I've got a technical problem or not. No, I don't. This is just the way that it works. So, over the years, I've been experimenting with manipulating different music, playing it backwards and pitch bending it. And actually, today I was going to take Wendy Carlos's epic spring masterpiece here from her 1972 double album, Sonic Seasonings, and do this pitch bending, having it go down, going very slow, like an octave lower, and then going back up to normal and beyond that. And I kind of did that. I didn't listen to the whole thing because I want these experiences between you and me, for us together to be hearing these altered pieces for the first time. So I just went through it a little bit to start, and it sounded, you know, interesting. And then I noticed I had never sonically reversed Spring by Wendy Carlos either. So I said, well, why not do that too? And I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I just looked at it in the sound editor, and I saw the thunder in the middle, about 10 minutes into it, when it sonically reversed. And so I listened to that, and it was pretty cool. And I said, well, tomorrow for my listeners, we're gonna listen to the sonically reversed version. And, you know, a lot of music, when you play it backwards, you get all of these kind of artifacts with a... But, you know, listening to this, these birds, they sound pretty much like birds. And it's not a really crazy kind of sound set of things. It's Wendy Carlos's Spring. But it's not. It's something else. But it is. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this. Got about 19 minutes more of it to go. And the thunder. Yeah, listen to the thunder among other things here. On the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you. You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. And for the last 20 minutes or so, you've been listening to a sonically reversed version of Wendy Carlos's ambient epic Spring from Sonic Seasonings. And boy, didn't things get crazy there. It sounded like when those backwards thunderstorms and the rain, some sort of noise music, that electronica genre noise. But these birds kind of sound like birds. And there were some other artifacts back there about like the 7 minutes into it. I'm still trying to figure out what was going on there. As I said, I didn't listen to very much of this because I wanted our experience together listening to this, probably the first human beings ever to have heard this backwards. I wanted us to share that experience together. So, as this winds down, which actually is going to mean kind of we're coming to the beginning of the song, because we were playing it backwards, right? But as this winds down to the beginning, I'll just bring in a little bit more of this is Dawn at New Hope, recorded by Irv Tybell. And we'll just use this as a little bit of a segue as we have transitioned to my favorite female jazz singer, Astrid Gilberto, here on WMFO in Medford.
I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry